The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you,
Lord. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, when our Blessed Mother Mary, when she was a little girl, how old was she when her parents presented her in the temple? Victoria? 3 years old? Any other? Andres? 5 years old? Michael?
Four?
Okay, good, okay. So, we don't know for sure. She was somewhere between 3 years old and 8 years old, but probably about 5 or 6 years old. So she's just a young little girl. And her parents brought her to the temple to be raised there. Now, when you go to church every day, or you're in the temple every day, what do you hear every single day? You hear the Bible being proclaimed. So every day of her life, she would hear all the readings of the Old Testament. And what did all the readings of the Old Testament, what did they prepare the entire world for? Oh, James. Joseph. James and Joseph look really alike, their brothers. The birth of Jesus. So all the Old Testament, it was preparing the world for the coming of the Messiah, for Jesus. So Mary, every single day she would hear these. Now, what is the difference between us and Our Lady? What did she not have? Joseph. She didn't have original sin. So what does that mean about Our Lady's mind? You know, for us, all of us, because we have sin, we get distracted so easily. Right? We're lured by sin. So Our Lady, her mind was never distracted. So when she would hear the Bible proclaimed, it would resonate profoundly, and she would read the Bible, and she would know what the Bible was saying. So unlike anybody else, she knew that the Messiah was going to have to suffer. And so when the angel Gabriel came to her and asked, "Would you be willing to bear the Messiah?" What did she know immediately? My son is going to have to suffer greatly. If I say yes to what God is asking of me, that means that if I'm his mom, I'm going to have to suffer with him. So in that moment, when Our Lady knew, okay, the Messiah is going to suffer more than anybody in the history of the world, and if I'm his mom, I'm going to suffer in union with him. When Our Lady said yes, how did she say yes? If she knew that there was going to be a lot of suffering, how did she say yes to Gabriel? Do you think she did it kind of begrudgingly? Like maybe she said, like, "Oh my gosh, really, me?" Do you think she hesitated? Do you think she said, "Oh my goodness, you know, that's going to be a lot, but God, I believe in you, so okay, you know, fine, I'll do it." Students, when Our Lady said yes, she said yes with her entire heart forever. Right? She said, "Yes, yes, always and everywhere, joyfully. I want to be totally yours, Lord." Do you know why the evil one does not like Our Lady? Because she never said no to God. And he said, no, I will not serve you. And he doesn't like when we follow Our Lady, when we become like her and invite her into our lives, because she helps us to say yes. And she helps us to say yes, not like, oh man, my God, you know, you want me to do that? I don't really want to, but okay, you're asking me. Or not like, man, that's going to be hard, but okay. Our Lady teaches us to say yes joyfully and always. Lord, I want to do Your will in my life, no matter what, with all my heart. And I close with these words of Mother Teresa. She used to tell her sisters, the missionaries of charity, all the time this little saying. She would say, take whatever God gives, whatever God sends your way, take it, and give whatever God takes. If God wants something from your life, give it to Him willingly. But she said, always do that with a smile. We ask Our Lady that we might always say yes with joy.